Chapter 100. Leg and Arm. The Pequod of Nantucket meets the Samuel Enderby of London.
Ship ahoy! Hast seen the White Whale?
So cried Ahab, once more hailing a ship showing English colors, bearing down under the stern. Trumpet to mouth, the old man was standing in his hoisted quarter-boat, his ivory leg plainly revealed to the stranger captain, who was carelessly reclining in his own boat's bow. He was a darkly tanned, burly, good-natured, fine-looking man of 60 or thereabouts, dressed in a spacious roundabout that hung round him in festoons of blue pilot cloth, and one empty arm of this jacket streamed behind him like the broidered arm of a hussar's surcoat.
"Hast seen the White Whale? See you this?"
And withdrawing it from the folds that had hidden it, he held up a white arm of sperm whale bone, terminating in a wooden head like a mallet.
"Man my boat!" cried Ahab, impetuously, and tossing about the oars near him. "Stand by to lower!"
In less than a minute, without quitting his little craft, he and his crew were dropped to the water, and were soon alongside of the stranger,